I am in nursing school, and studying is now my life. I mean, all I do is study. It's really intense. I'm getting my bachelor's in nursing. And while I am I consider myself a very good student now. I mean, that wasn't always the case. You probably couldn't tell it from looking at me, but I'm not the average age of a college student. I don't know why that's funny. I'm in my early to mid-30s. I'm 37. And I went to college before in Virginia Tech many years ago. And when I was a student then, I was definitely lesser of a student. My priorities then were only drinking as many beers as I could, smoking as many funny cigarettes as I could. And that was it. That's all I did or wanted to do. So in order to maintain that lavish lifestyle, I had to get a decent GPA. So in order to do that, I was pretty crafty, and I took a class. I went to a website which had the grade distributions of all the classes. So I went out of my way to take the classes with the highest percentage of A's, which are basically the easiest classes I could possibly take. So first semester, the easiest class I could possibly take in Virginia Tech at that time was Intro to Sociology with a certain professor. I don't know his name. Let's say Professor Smith. I mean, that's how bad of a teacher he was. I didn't even learn his name. So I took the intro class with Professor Smith, breezed through it, barely did. I apologize to my parents. They're out in the audience. And I'm sorry you had to hear this and for everything else I'm about to say. So I took the class, breezed through it, got an A. I was like, this professor is the best. This is a great professor. I'm going to stick with this guy as long as I can. So second semester, I had to sign up for an elective for sociology. And so I said, well, I'm going to take whatever Professor Smith is going to give. So the class he happened to be teaching that semester was a class called Minority Relations. So I saw that, and I said, well, I don't know what either of these words mean, but I'm going to take the class and see what happens. So I get to class the first day, and the whole class is it's a small class. It's maybe 15 people, and it seems to be all football players and myself. And I knew it was football players because these are all – it's Virginia Tech, and it's a big football program. These are huge, huge guys. I mean, really, really big. They had Virginia Tech football stuff, and they were all buddy-buddy with each other. And it was all them and myself. They were all African-Americans. And then myself, and there's one other girl who was a hippie girl, like a white girl with dreadlocks. She was there, too, I think. And so class started, and the semester rolled on. And the football players, I knew they loved Professor Smith because they would bring him out during games and say, oh, this is like the best professor and whatever. And they weren't there a lot of the times during the class. And I wasn't there that often either. So I assume they weren't there because the few times I would go, they wouldn't be there. The girl, the hippie girl, she was there like every class learning, writing. She loved it. But I get the sense, and I don't mean to besmirch the good name of collegiate, you know, sports academics, but I think sometimes classes for football players are a little easier than classes for the general public. I get that impression. So anyway, the semester rolls on, and the final test comes up, and so I go to the final, and the professor allowed us to have a big cheat sheet, so we could have basically scribble on as many notes as we could to this form, you know, this paper, and we could bring that to the test. And it was already. He already formulated it to be a pretty easy test anyway, but this was to help us. So then I show up to class, and I notice when I get to class, one of the football players is sitting in the desk, and he has the test from last semester. So basically, he has the test that we're all about to take. So all of his teammates or everyone else in the class is all huddled around checking out the test. This is, you know, 5 minutes before the test was about to start. And except for the hippie girl, she's like off on her own. She actually studied and she actually knew everything. But then so all these guys are huddled around the guy with the test. So I like creep in there and you know, I don't know them, but they're all nice guys or whatever. And they were all huddled around this one guy sitting at his desk with the test. And they're so big, it's like these are all like 6 foot plus guys. They're like giant redwoods. So I could just sort of sidle in between them and get in between them, and I could see the test looking over this guy's shoulder who had it. And he was so big that he was sitting, and he was about you know, eye level with me practically. So I was looking over his shoulder, checking out the test. I'm looking at it. Okay, I got that. Looking. And I'm looking at the test. And I'm kind of an observant person, I think. And I'm looking at the test, and I'm looking at this guy who has a test, and he's so big, and I'm checking him out. I'm like, God, this guy's so big. Look at that guy. Amazing. And I'm checking him out, and I notice he has this big, long hair on his face. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. And I go back to the test, and I'm looking at the test, and I'm like, what about that hair, though? I go back, look at the hair, still there. I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, weird. And I see the hair, and it's just the hair resting on his face. And I was just looking at it, and I became obsessed with it. I wasn't even looking at the test anymore. I was just staring at the hair. So I'm looking at this hair, and again, I knew it was resting on his face. And you probably say, well, how'd you know that? And I knew, this is how I knew. Because this guy, this is a little something I'll teach you guys. I don't know if you know this. He was an African-American gentleman. And sometimes African-Americans have a curlier type hair. This guy did, but this hair was super straight. And it was like 2 inches long, and it was just resting on his face. And not only that, but he was totally clean shaven. And he was more of a man than I'll ever be. I mean, he was a man. And he had totally clean shaven, but this one long straight hair on his face. So clearly, it was something that had just wafted up upon his person at some point. So I was staring at the hair, and I'm like, God, someone should really remove that. It really wouldn't take much to remove it. It would be so easy and I'm looking, because my face is like right by his face, and I'm just staring at his cheek, looking at this hair. I'm saying, all it will take would just be someone just to remove the hair. Because he's probably, if he would see himself in the mirror, he'd be embarrassed by this long hair that shouldn't be there. So anyway, so I'm staring at him. I'm like, you know what? I'll be the guy to do that. I don't know this guy at all, but it's like, hey, I'm a nice person. My parents taught me to be a nice person and be thoughtful. The very least I can do would just be go over and remove that hair. It would only take a second. And you know what? That's what people should do for each other. People should be thoughtful. So I'm looking, and I'm like, you know what? That's a great idea. Of course I'll do that. And not only that, but it's like, you know what? I'm helping another person. You know, minority relations. I'm helping things. I'm one of the good ones. I'm a good person. So I'm looking at this hair, and I'm like, of course I'll do that. So I'm going for the hair, and I'm like, so happy with myself. Like, God, this is such a, of course, anyone should do this. If the world was like more people like me, it'd be a great world out there. So I'm reaching towards his hair, so happy with myself. And now his buddies are sort of looking like, oh, that's weird, this guy's doing something. And I'm going for the hair, and I'm going for the hair, and I'm so happy with myself. And I put my fingers around the singular hair, and the guy's still looking at the test. And I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. I'm a wonderful person. And I start to retract my hand with the hair, and I'm like, oh, this is so good. And then I feel some tension, and I'm like, that's weird. Oh, that shouldn't be the case. So I start pulling a little more, and then I notice his skin kind of tent up. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe it never occurred to me. I was so sure that this was not a hair. It was clearly a facial hair. I found that out after the fact. So I was like, God, that was so, what am I doing? My stomach dropped. I was like, oh, I'm such an idiot. And then I let go of the hair, and the hair springs back into place, and it curls up. And I'm like, God, if it was curly in the first place, I never would have done this. So then I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? So I retract my hand at that point. And I start, and all I don't know what to do is just to start speaking, talking, just kind of like I'm doing now. Just apologizing. I say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I did that. And as I'm doing this, the guy finally turned, you know, once I tried to pluck the hair, I got his attention. And it was one of those things where he turned around, his eyes turned around before his head did. You know, he was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? It was kind of like that. So then I'm apologizing, and I'm saying, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm backing up, talking. I'm so sorry, I can't believe that. I thought it was a hair. I thought that was I didn't know it was part of your face. I thought it was just the hair that wafted up. And then I look over at the hippie girl, and she's just got her head buried in her hands. She's embarrassed of a race, as she should be. I made a mockery of us. And then I'm backing up. And then Dr. Smith walks in the room, and he says, all right, let's take the test. And my victim, who had the test, he had the test, so he had to put the test away, so he was distracted. I said, thank God. So I go and sit down, I take the test, and I realize now I just got to speed through the test. So I speed through the test, take it as quickly as I possibly can to get out of there. It's such a big school, I'm never going to see these guys again. I take the test, speed through it, get the hell out of there, and I'm like, thank God. And I get out, and I did get an A on the test, and I got an A in minority relations. So if you work hard in college, you can accomplish some great things. That's it. Thank you very much.